morning. So, again, I'm Kara Richards, and part of the Long Beach team and on the CREATE project. So our teachers, we had 8 teachers who participated in our PSYOP intervention group, and we were working in the content area of science specifically. So each of our teachers had either a science certification credential. We had one intern and one that was a health credential. Most of our teachers had 6 or more years of teaching experience, and a lot with actually, 10, 15 years of experience teaching science. And most of them also had, in California, we have, or these teachers had EL certificates. Now it's actually part of our credential. But these teachers, most of them were certified in teaching English language learners. Okay, this table didn't get too messed up. We're Mac and PC converting here. So, we, as Jana mentioned, we observed the teachers. They were provided coaching. And so each time they were observed, they were also rated on the PSYOP protocol. And so we averaged the teachers' ratings across those 5 protocol ratings. And so we had some teachers that you could see were high implementers and other teachers that were fairly poor implementers of the model. And I'm going to draw your attention to teacher A and teacher B, because in your handout you have transcripts from, we videotape the teachers and we transcribe 2 3-minute portions of a lesson that these two teachers, one of teacher A and one of teacher B. And I was going to do some good modeling of peer interaction, have you read that and then share with your partner, but since we're running out of time, I'm not going to do that, so you can pretend that I was doing that in the presentation. So what you would have noticed after reading that and then sharing with your partner is that teacher A, in that 3 minutes, used 106 words, and the students all together in that class, all 30 of those students, used 16 words. So, however, this teacher did relatively well in promoting students' oral language compared to the other teachers in the study, like teacher B, who used 233 words, and the students used 0 words. 0 words. So if we were providing professional development to these teachers, for teacher A, this is a novice teacher, we'd want to provide coaching, work with that teacher. She didn't do any interaction with the students, getting them to talk with each other. And teacher B really had trouble just letting go and not having complete control over this lesson that she was delivering. So we would also provide coaching in that way for that teacher, getting her to use interaction more and giving the students opportunities to practice these vocabulary words that are in the transcripts again, and letting them have lots of practice with those words, as Gianna mentioned, the importance of that. So one of the things why do we care about how well the teachers are implementing the model? Well, what we found was that the higher the teacher, the better the teachers implemented the model, the better the students did on the assessments that we gave that were related to both content and language. And so we do care about that. And so the fidelity to the model is really critical for providing the language and learning opportunities for students. So I will actually just skip this. So just to know that we are, because we learned from the study, we are doing more professional development in the supplemental years to make sure that all the teachers are better prepared in the PSYOP model and therefore have better student outcomes for the students.